FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. NTSB investigators are getting out their microscopes after a school teacher near Portland, Oregon, found a plug from the door that blew off an Alaska Airlines plane just after takeoff Friday night. Board Chair Jennifer Homendy.
I can just see the outside of the door plug from the pictures. We can't see anything else. But we're going to go pick that up and make sure that we begin analyzing it.
Amazingly, no one was injured, but the door blew off with so much force it ripped open the fortified cockpit door. The Pentagon has released new details about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization. Correspondent Cammie McCormick on a nearly week-long mystery.
Austin's medical procedure was on December 22nd, but he was readmitted to the hospital on January 1st after experiencing severe pain. Officials say he was in ICU for days due to medical needs and privacy concerns, and the delay in notifying the White House was partly due to his chief of staff being ill. Lawmakers want a more complete explanation for why they were kept in the dark. Austin is still hospitalized, but said to be performing his duties.
Congressional leaders have agreed on a spending deal to try and avoid a partial government shutdown this month. But UVA political analyst Larry Sabato isn't betting on full approval.
There are so many ways for this to fall apart. They've only really agreed on the overall number, which they'd actually agreed on last spring.
Well over a foot of snow fell in parts of the Northeast during the first big storm of the season. Karen Sullivan in Haverhill, Massachusetts, is digging out from under 18 inches.
I was really enjoying this winter that wasn't. Don't like this at all.
Another storm is moving from the southwest to the northeast, bringing almost every weather threat possible. A first at the Golden Globe Awards on CBS. Killers of the Flower Moon's Lily Gladstone is now the only indigenous actor to ever win. The movie to beat at the Oscars could be the one about the atomic bomb.
Oppenheimer dominated the Golden Globes, winning 5 awards, including Best Drama, Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr., Best Score, and Best Director for Christopher Nolan.
We bring people together and we try and get them to give us their best.
CBS's Danya Bakis reporting. A woman in L.A. County was rescued 4 days after she swerved to avoid a deer and plunged 100 feet down an embankment off a road leading to Mount Baldy. Fire Department Captain Ian Thrall.
No one saw her go over the side. No evidence of tire tracks or anything on the road or on the side of the road. She was very lucky that some hiker happened to come by and hear her.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with ReFlow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Chicago Bears 17-9 at Lambeau Field and punched their ticket to the playoffs. Green Bay heads to Dallas this week to face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys Sunday afternoon at 3:30. Is there any question now that Jordan Love is the legit replacement for Aaron Rodgers at quarterback? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't think there's many questions left, to be honest with you. He's just got to continue to do what he's been doing. I think great things are in store for him.
Packers receiver Dontavian Wicks with 6 catches for 61 yards and two touchdowns on how Jordan Love has improved.
It was early in the season. We didn't have that chemistry, like I said. So he just had to get that feeling. The last couple weeks, you know, he'd been on his A game.
Bears have now lost to the Packers 10 times in a row. Quarterback Justin Fields on the Bears' 7-10 season.
Of course, it was a lot of ups and downs. I mean, I grew a lot, learned a lot this year, and you know, I think it's going to do nothing but help me in the future.
That's Bears quarterback Justin Fields with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A big winter storm system is going to bring rain and snow to much of the region starting tonight, continuing through tomorrow and into tomorrow night. 3 to 6 inches of snow possible with rain mixed in at times. Today, mostly cloudy, 37, snow developing late this afternoon, continuing tonight into tomorrow with some blowing snow by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
So I've been enjoying the basketball and hockey championships, but I have not been enjoying the post-game press conferences. For some reason, they still have not learned that you need to put a microphone on the people asking the questions. You're at home watching this. That's an adjustment we felt we needed to make. Three, maybe four. Definitely. So if I was the athlete, I would just answer ridiculous stuff. Nobody knows what's happening anyway. You know? Probably pterodactyls. They do this at police press conferences when you need to know what's happening because something's going down. They got the police chief, he's got the badge on, you're at home, what's happening? At this point, we don't know how many escaped convicts there are. Nunchucks and flamethrowers. Yes, that's the neighborhood we think they're hiding in.
At WRJN Radio, I'm Don Rosen. I am so thrilled to have the happiest woman in America with us today. Michelle Vanderkind, the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. And I'm not kidding when I say that every picture of you, you're smiling, you're happy. When I used to see you at the functions of the WBA, you're always happy. I never saw an unhappy Michelle.
Aw, Don, you're so sweet. Well, you know what? But that's because we have such a terrific membership, and I love speaking out on behalf of Wisconsin's local broadcasters.
And I've known you for many, many, many years. You probably started...
I think 28 years.
Yeah, so you started with the WBA when you were about 8 years old.
Exactly, yes, yes.
but a long, long time.
And try 28, but yes.
And now you're the president and CEO... Of the WBA, and you, I remember John Lobbs was the president when you were there, and he retired, and you moved up the thing, and you've done a great job. You've been there for so many years, done a wonderful job, and I'm not just saying that because I'm involved in a couple of other broadcaster associations through my other radio stations I work for, and
you know, I've never been to their functions, but I hear about them. But you are so involved in legislative issues, in getting young broadcasters to join the field, and also to give out awards for excellence every year. So let's talk about the young broadcasters workshops, because you've got a lot of them coming up, and I've been to a few of them. Yeah. So what do you have coming up?
Well, we have a big one coming up. We, as you well know, Don, we have had a WBA student seminar for ever and ever and ever. I mean, I 30 some years. And it's always been a robust event, if you will, bringing in students from surrounding states as well. But this year, for the first time, we are taking it to Lambeau Field. And we renamed it the WBA Student Forum. And again, it's going to take place at Lambeau Field. It's going to be February 24th. We are expecting hundreds of people. We have Wayne and Larry as keynote. We have many terrific hands-on sessions. We have a job fair. It's going to be a great event. So, better place to highlight local broadcasting in Wisconsin and all the opportunities available for students. And we also, we used to target mainly college students. Now we're actually going down into high schools as well.
You know, I was at two events which had memorable things happen. I think we were at the Miller Park for one of the events.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they said, do you mind if we interrupt your forum because Hank Aaron is here, and he wants to. Do you remember that?
In my 28 years with the WBA, that is absolutely one of my top five memories. Being able to make that introduction, and actually that was me making that announcement, and the looks on everyone's faces. It was priceless. Absolutely. And yes, I remember it well.
And I think we were told, because the media was there, the press was there, and I think they told the people from the WBA not to ask any questions. It was just for the media. And afterwards, Hank Aaron said, how come you guys aren't asking any questions? And I was going to raise my hand and say,
and if I remember correctly, you were sitting in the front row.
Yes, I was.
Front and center, and I think you asked the first question when he said that, yes.
And I felt like saying, excuse me, we were told to keep our mouths shut. We're not allowed to talk to you, Mr. Hammer and Hank. And another time, we were at Lambeau Field, and I remember we were waiting in the hallway for something. We were taking a break, and in comes a car driving into the. And Brett Favre got out of the car.
Brett Favre. He had a big old truck.
he just drove right in. You know, didn't matter how many people he ran over in the hallways there, but it was inside the building. He drove his truck.
He
got out.
No, they park right. They park their cars. Maybe not all of them, but definitely some of them. And obviously, Brett Favre did. Park their cars, or mostly trucks, usually right inside the building. That's true. They drive right in.
Yeah, and we had so many great conferences in Lambeau Field. Who was the general manager of the Packers? Oh, I can't think of his name. He came out.
Well, we've had Mark Murphy. We've had Ron Wolf. I mean, I'm trying to. We've had so many speakers from over the
Thompson.
Years. Ted Thompson. Yeah, Ted Thompson. Mm-hmm.
So he was there. He gave us a talk. He wasn't happy. I don't know if the Packers were having a bad year that year, but he wasn't a happy person. Wayne Larrabee, always very nice. Wayne Larrabee,
yes,
always does a great job.
We love having Wayne and Larry. They're just terrific. And again, they're going to keynote our event, the Student Forum, on February 24th. And you know, they're both WBA Hall of Famers, and we can't wait to hear from them. They actually highlighted our summer conference last year as well, and a definite highlight for our managers as well.
Yeah, you. And this is good because students especially, how do I get my start? Well, this is how you get your start. You got to make connections.
Yeah,
you got to get the knowledge. And they'll tell you on some of these student seminars how to get started in radio. Mm-hmm. Or you can do it like I did, clean toilet bowls. I mean, there's two ways to get started in radio. Either you can do it and get right on the air, or that's how I got started when I was 18 years old. I was hired as a janitor at the radio station, and I begged for that job. I said, please hire me. I will pick and span your toilet bowls. They'll sparkle. I'll vacuum the building. I'll clean all the ashtrays. I'll do everything. And I did that. And years later, after I left the station, after being on doing mornings and everything else, they said to me, you were the best janitor we ever had. And I said, I really did a good job. I know I did a good job. It was a three-story office building on Long Island. and I clean the place. My. Or you can do it the other way. Attend the WBA functions.
Because, you take your pick.
Because they won't teach you how to clean toilet bowls at these seminars. So when's the seminar coming up?
It is February 24th.
Okay, and how do young people get involved in it? Or older people, anybody can get involved in it, I guess.
Sure, just you can go to the WBA website, www.wi-broadcasters.org, and we'd love to see anyone and everyone there, especially students, absolutely. And again, it's also going to include a job fair.
Yeah, and that's good because they have different radio companies there looking to sign you up, or at least, you know, get your resume. So bring resumes with you.
Oh, absolutely, yes. No, we'll have, because, you know, the Wisconsin Broadcasters, we actually represent, our membership is over 95% of every radio and television station in the state licensed to Wisconsin, including our friends at Public Broadcasting as well. So we're going to have terrific representation there.
And with Civic Media owning a ton of stations all over the state of Wisconsin, they're going to be looking for people.
A very strong presence, absolutely, for Civic Media, definitely.
Yeah, they need people. This company is really amazing. They have somebody for every function there is. If you want to do something on the website, there's one person. If you want to work with a podcast, there's another person with a podcast. If you want to work, there's like 20 people for every function. So they need people. So bring your resumes with you.
And big reach around Wisconsin, absolutely.
Okay, and get started before I got to take a break here shortly, but we're going to talk about legislative issues.
All right.
And you guys do a good job of that. You're always around Washington, you know, glomming on to our senators and our congressmen.
That's one word for it.
got leeching on to them and not letting go. And you do that. Now, you guys are right down the street from the state capitol.
We're right across the street.
I mean, you can scream down there and they can hear you.
Well, pretty much.
So you do that too. And in the next minute, just get started on what kind of legislative issues do you deal with?
Well, we have our state legislative issues, and then we also have our federal. Now, for broadcasting, we're federally mandated, so really probably about 90-ish percent of our issues actually take place in Washington, D.C. with Congress and or the FCC as well, because, again, we're federally mandated. Probably about 10 to 15 percent of our issues are across the street at the state capitol, and that tends to be for state legislative day, which is actually coming up on January 24th. A lot of openness issues, certainly, and some business-related issues as well, but typically, for the most part, it's openness, open access.
Do you think it really works, though? Do they just tell you what you want to hear, or do they actually move into action?
You know, typically they will move into action, and if they... For anyone, it's their local broadcasters. It's not even so much us. We always say to our members, you know what? They want to hear from you. They want to hear from their constituents. And that's why our local broadcasters, you are the ones who have such a strong voice. And as you know, you also have many members also who will spend time on the air.
Oh, yeah. We have in here, we have the mayor's coming in this week. We've got our alder people coming in. They're all in here all the time. We've got the county executive coming in soon. And we've got Congressman Brian Stile, who's supposed to come
in. We'll meet with Congressman Stile, absolutely, when we go to D.C.
I heard from his peeps. They said he wants to come on the air.
Yes.
Well, let's get moving on that. Let's get cracking. We got things we got to ask him. Michelle Betterkind is here from the WBA, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. More with our president and CEO of our state organization coming up in just a moment here at WRJN Radio. It's 719 Civic Media, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
You're at WRJN Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station on a Monday morning. Don't panic about the snow. Everybody's panicked. Cloudy today with a high near 36. Snow mixing with rain tonight. 1 to 2 inches possible. Lows around 34. Rain and snow tomorrow. Highs near 37. Little or no accumulation. But I know out in Madison, where you are, Michelle, they're talking end of the world, right?
Yeah, end of the world. Yeah, it's the forecast. It's a different story here. Absolutely, it sounds like it's going to be pretty much right over us. So tomorrow may be a snow day. We'll see. Although you know what, broadcasters never get a snow day. Right?
That's right. You know, quick story here. We had on Groundhog Day, 10 years ago, I guess it was. We had 24 inches of snow. And when I got up in the morning, there were 2 feet of snow on the ground. It took me about 2 hours to get out of my driveway. And when I finally got out, I couldn't see anything. It was like a blizzard. And I got to the Main Street Bridge, and I couldn't see where the railings were. And I was panicking because I didn't want to go off the bridge. And then I saw a police car with his lights on, and I followed him. And I said, I'm going to follow him to work because I can see him. I couldn't see the streetlights or anything. And he vanished. I don't know what happened to him, but he vanished. It was like on The Simpsons, a ghost car, you know, and it just, he vanished. So I got down to where I had to turn on to Victory Avenue, and I couldn't. There was 2 feet of snow on the ground, even more because of the winds. So I went into Walgreens, and I asked the guy, can I park my car here? And he said, yes, park. He showed me where to park. And I walked 9/10 of a mile, because I later clocked it, through waist-high snow.
Oh, my.
And my wife gave me a satchel of food and warm clothing. I don't know what she thought I was going to stay there for that long. But I'm glad she gave me the warm clothing because I was soaking wet. Tom Carco was here.
Oh, yeah.
And he shoveled the walkway. And it took me about 35, 40 minutes to walk just to 9/10 of a mile in the snow because I couldn't get my feet moving. I got to the building. I was ready to collapse. He got me and gave me a glass of water as soon as I got in. Now, here's the sad part. It was just 3 months later, I had open heart surgery, and the doctor said, you're lucky you didn't collapse and die right in that snowbank.
Oh, my.
And that was, well, actually, I'll tell you when it was. It was 13 years ago. So, yeah. So, I'm used to snow. I never would go into work again like that. I would never. But I had no choice at the time.
No?
Tom is smart. He got here the night before and slept here. But you know what? By 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun was out, the streets were plowed, everything was melting. So, but
you know what? That's what to your point, Don. That's what local broadcasters do.
What, shovel snow?
Well, you serve your communities unlike anyone else.
I know. You have to get in because if you don't get in, there's nothing on the radio. There's nothing to put on the radio. It's just there's no automation to put you on. It was just you had to get on the air.
No, well, and look at your listeners. Your listeners turn to you.
You know,
what's closed? Where is that? What do we do? How do we handle this?
And, you know, when I was a kid, going through grammar school and everything, my local radio station, which I later worked at, WGBB, we used to turn it on first thing in the morning for the Operation Snowflake, which were the school closings. There was
school
no
closings.
This was back in the 60s.
Oh, well, I remember.
Yeah, there was no internet or anything like that. No messaging, no cell phones. And you had to listen. And we all gathered around the radio in my house, and we waited to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
And if it was a long list, then it would usually be alphabetical, right? And then you'd have to wait for them to start over if you.
Well, and it was, they used to say, reading all the school, it said Massapequa was school district number 23, no school today, school's closed. And then we could turn it off. Then my mother said, are you sure you heard right? Well, now we had to listen to it all over again. But it was the radio we used to listen to.
Absolutely, yes.
The TV didn't have it on. They just, because New York television wasn't dealing with Long Island schools. And so it was WGBB, our local radio station, which handled all that.
Yes, yes.
And there was no definitely. Other way to find out if your school was closed or not. But we used to wait there. And they didn't mention, for the most part, they didn't mention if schools were open. Occasionally they did, but for the most part, but Massapequa School District number 23, schools closed today. Yes!
Although once in a while, I remember, if almost all the schools were closed, they would switch it around and say the only school that's open or the only two school districts that are open are, you know. So once in a while, it was the opposite.
Yeah, my brother and I. Yes! Okay, so before the break, we were talking about...
And then you'd go out and jump in the, play in the snow all day, right?
Yeah, we'd go outside and, Mom, can you take me to here and there, because... But it was mainly for the school buses. That's if the school buses couldn't make it through, then they closed it down.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I didn't take a bus. Rural areas, that's a big difference.
Well, there were no rural areas where I was, but it was, still.
probably not. There definitely were for me. I grew up small town Wisconsin, so.
So let me ask you quickly, again, another break coming up shortly, but I want to talk about the legislative issues federally. Because you guys go to Washington occasionally. What are you looking for? What are the top issues of broadcasters when it comes to the federal government?
Well, for us this year, it's a little different every year, but we talk about performance rights. This year, AM radio, that's a big one.
Well, because, an AM radio, the reason we have two FM frequencies for WRJM, I'm not going to give you the technical name for people, but anyway, any AM radio station was able to go for a lower power FM to rebroadcast their signal to put it on FM. And we did it with two frequencies, one in Racine, one in Kenosha, 99.9 in Racine, 98.1 Kenosha. That's how WRJN is on FM.
Mm-hmm.
And did you guys fight for that too? Was that one of your things?
We do, yes. It right now it's the main focus is just keeping AM in cars.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because a lot of cars want to take AM radio out of the cars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's been a big outcry. Some have actually reneged on that. Actually, changed their minds on that in terms of keeping it in for now. But this is something that we're looking at long term. Certainly, the importance of the AM radio.
Definitely. Only because I'm talking on it now. The and here's something. Now you say, how does Michelle do this? Here's how they do it. I'll tell you the secrets behind it. They would go to one of the congressmen or senators and say, "Listen, we have enough photographs of you at the last Christmas party. Now these photographs can go away, or they can be made public. It's up to you. What do you want to do?"
Well, it's not quite that way.
Well, that's the way I would handle it if I was
the
head of
the government. That's the way you would handle it, yes. quite the way we do.
I'd hit him where it hurts. Get those photographs. And by the way, if you get the photograph, we still have the negatives. So we have names, phone numbers, dates, and places. We got it all. So how are you going to vote on this next issue coming up? All right, I want to talk about, in just a moment, we'll talk about the local legislative issues here in Wisconsin, because they're different from the federal issues, too.
They are. And probably 90%, I'd say 90% of our issues are typically at the federal level in D.C. or at the FCC. Definitely. Because the broadcasters were federally mandated. And that's what sets us apart from so many others.
I have a friend who does, had on the air several times doing movie information with us. And her father was a bigwig at the FCC, and as soon as I tell you his name, you'll know it. I'll tell you coming up after the break at WRJN Radio. It's 729. Michelle Betterkind, President and CEO of the WBA, is here with me today, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Cloudy with a high of 36. Right now, cloudy and 30. More coming up at Civic Media, Hometown Radio, Refresh, WRJN.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. A new clue in Friday night's scary mishap on an Alaska Airlines plane minutes after it took off from the airport in Oregon. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
I'm excited to announce that we found the door plug. Thank you, Bob. Bob contacted us. He found it in his backyard.
Bob's a school teacher in Portland. We're just hearing about a setback for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin almost a week after he was admitted to Walter Reed. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
He is still hospitalized, but said to be performing his duties. Congress, meanwhile, wants to know why it wasn't notified of his hospitalization for days. Top Biden administration officials were also in the dark until January 4th.
The big winner at last night's Golden Globe Awards on CBS.
Oppenheimer!
Oprah announcing the movie had won Best Drama. It snagged Best Director, Actor, Supporting Actor, and Best Score as well. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new legislative maps for Wisconsin will be paid as much as $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Terms of their contracts weren't just made public. The state Supreme Court has ruled the old maps unconstitutional. Wisconsin state troopers are enlisting truckers and other commercial drivers to help fight human trafficking. The state patrol trains them to look out for warning signs potential victims may be sending out.
A lot of times these victims could be, you know, appearing fearful, submissive, timid in some cases. There might also be signs that their movement is, or at the very least has been, controlled.
Trooper Sean Bryan of the State Patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
A big winter storm system is going to bring rain and snow to much of the region starting tonight, continuing through tomorrow and into tomorrow night. 3 to 6 inches of snow possible with rain mixed in at times. Today, mostly cloudy. 37 snow developing late this afternoon, continuing tonight into tomorrow with some blowing snow by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and his name heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This
go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis.
Walking. Michelle, did you ever hear the story about Mark Cohen, how he got shot? Did you hear that story?
Well, why don't you tell me?
Mark Cohen walking in Memphis, he was in a parking garage or something, and some guy walked up, he rolled down the window, didn't know him, and just pulled out a gun and shot him in the head. Now, he survived. He's okay. But what a story. He just rolled down the window and said, can I help you? And boom.
See, now your listeners know.
Well, I don't want to
learn something every day. Well, what is it? Even before 8 a.m. here.
And, of course, let's just quick review the Packers. If you're just waking up, one against the Chicago Bears, 70-9. They know how to go to Dallas this Sunday. And the wild card playoffs continue. You know, I heard people saying, Super Bowl. Well, it's a long road. They still got a couple of games to get through before they go to the Super Bowl.
They do, but you know what? That energy last night, oh, my gosh, and after the game, I mean, what a game, what a moment.
Now, you wanted me to talk about my beginning, how I got started in radio. I told you,
Tell some stories. What are your favorite moments, your favorite memories?
I got started when I was 8 years old, 9 years old. My mom and dad bought me a Remco Caravelle radio transmitter. Remco, it was a toy company, and this was a toy. And I opened it up, the day before, so I had to put it back, so I knew what I was getting. But it was the only time I ever went into their closet and looked at what they got me. And they got me this Remco Caravelle radio transmitter. I was able to, broadcast on it to inside the house and one house maybe around me until I figured out if I hook it up to the telephone line, touch the antenna to the phone line, I can get six houses around me. And if I go to the panel in the garage where the phone is, I can get a block. And that's how I started. Then I bought
That's a great story. And what would you broadcast? What would you talk about? What was going on in your neighborhood?
No, I'd play music. I'd put the microphone up to the record player.
Okay.
But then I went out and bought myself a reel-to-reel recorder, but it was called an automatic reversing with two little pieces of magnetic something. It was cellophane, but it was metal. They'd reverse. So I recorded 8 hours of music and kept reversing all day. So when I went to school, I would just start it in the morning, and they would play all day long, and I would come home and it would still be playing. And so I'd be broadcasting all day long. By this time, I graduated to another transmitter I bought from Lafayette Electronics. So I was broadcasting all day long when at school. It was 24 hours a day because it would automatically reverse 8 hours of music, and it would, continue to play.
Oh, my. How old were you?
I was in probably high school this time, junior high or high school, because a friend of mine, we both started the radio station in my basement. So we both worked together with this automatic reversing reel-to-reel machine. Then one day I come home and all the tape is on the floor.
What happened?
One of the bars that did the connecting to the tape, the cell, whatever it was, the metal, broke off. And all the tape. So my mother came down and she started winding it on the reel for me. But Mom, that's 8 hours of tape. It'll take you five days to do it. But my mother still wound up that tape for me because she knew how upset I was.
Okay, that's pretty sweet. Did she listen? Did she listen?
No, but I interviewed. She worked for the Department of Consumer Affairs in New York, so I used to interview her a lot. And so I brought her down. She hated doing it, but I'd interview her on the radio. And then I started a radio station at my high school. A friend of mine and I started the radio station.
Really? You started it? Is it still going today?
Well, here's the story. We got permission to wall off part of the lighting booth in the auditorium and make that the radio station. We built a console. We got everything in there, but we didn't have a license to broadcast. You got to remember, this is Long Island. You no frequencies you can get on. So what we do was we would broadcast to the lunchrooms every day. So
nice.
So there were four lunch periods, and we would broadcast all day long to the lunch periods. We'd have our lunch, we'd quick run up to the booth, and we'd start broadcasting to it. And we did that. And after I left, I heard they were going to go after a license, like a small little license to broadcast. I don't know what happened to it. The high school's not there anymore.
Really?
Yeah, the building is there, but the school is gone. It became a middle school, then it became a specialty school. Now it's just empty. It's not there anymore. Hey, you know who went to my high school?
Who?
The Gilgo Beach serial killer on Long Island. Remember that guy? The guy who killed all those women? He went to my high school.
What age was he?
No, after I left, he was in the next class coming in after I graduated.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that was so that's how I got started. Then I was in the Explorer Post, which is the Boy Scouts. And they held their Explorer Post meetings at WGBB. And we'd all meet there, and they'd let us work in the production studio. They gave us a 15-minute show on Sunday morning called Think About That, where we'd be able to interview people.
Really?
And so I interviewed, I did the, one of my first interviews. I went back Sunday morning and listened to it, and I started crying because I had a very bad lisp. And it came out, and I was talking like this the whole time on the show, and I couldn't believe I sounded like that.
Oh.
Because I was going to speech therapy since junior high.
Sure.
And I just wasn't paying attention to what I was doing, and it came out, and I went down to my pillow when I cried. I said, it's all over. I can't do this. I can't get rid of my lisp when I talk on the radio. And I cried and cried and cried, and I just said, I'm not doing this anymore. So I went to the meetings, but I wouldn't do any more interviews.
Really?
Because of what I sounded like. It was a lisp like this when I talked. I'd say, so how are you doing at the school? And I couldn't believe it. Because you don't hear yourself the way other people hear you. And it still comes out occasionally if I'm not paying attention. I'll still have the lisp come out. And so I was terrified of it. So when the janitor job came up, I begged for that. And I didn't want to go on the air. And eventually, at high school, she taught me how to get around my lisp. And so I did overnights on the radio station. You haven't gotten on, though? I did Sunday mornings. Some guy, this was 1972, some guy we had on the air started cursing on the air, and he was stoned. He was whatever, drunk or marijuana, sure, or whatever he was doing. Sure. And he started over the religious show, started playing sound effects, honk, 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 seals and stuff over the preacher and stuff like that. And he got fired, and they called me up. They said, "Do you know how to work that board?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Go in there while he's done,
because so, you're in the building."
And
yes.
That's how I got in, and I went from that to overnight, 7 nights a week, while I was still janitor. Then I got to afternoon drive while I was still janitor. And then I got to morning drive, and they made me give it up. So I was going to college full-time, working overnights full-time, and I couldn't do everything. So I gave up college with a half a semester to go.
Really?
Yeah, I was going nuts. I couldn't do everything.
But you know what, Don? Look at your career. You should be tremendously proud.
Well, I got rid of the lisp on the radio. You know, occasionally it will come out.
I'm sure you were far more hard. You know, that probably bothered you way more than it did anybody else.
Of course, it bothered me because I wanted to be an announcer, and you couldn't be an announcer when you were talking like this on the radio. But the lady at my high school, she had the patience of a saint working with me on how to get rid of it. Where you, when you say the letter S, your tongue is on the roof of your mouth. When you say the letter, try it. You'll see, if you say, you know, summer, you'll see that it's on the roof. I have to do it on the bottom of my mouth. That's how she taught me to say the letter S. So my tongue is on the bottom. Yours would be on the top. And yeah, that's how she taught me to say the letter S and how to get rid of my lisp. But I'm not paying attention to it. It just came out. Anyway, so that was that. And I went on to Atlanta, went on to Milwaukee, and I wound up in Racine for 24 years. So that's how it happened.
What was your favorite market other than Racine? Because obviously we know Racine is your favorite market. But what?
Yes, absolutely.
What would be your second favorite market?
I don't have favorites, but I worked at WSB in Atlanta, which was one of the biggest stations in America. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't ready for it. I really wasn't. I don't know how they hired me, but I just wasn't ready to be there. Because I was.
Well, you're pretty tenacious. I think we all know that. So.
I'll tell you how I got started at WSB. I worked at WLTA. The station I worked at there, the station on Long Island, bought a radio station in Atlanta, made me do mornings down there, sent me to mornings. And I was on a lunch break, and I went up to WSB, which was a big plantation building on, which was called White Columns. And I said, "Can I take a tour?" And the guy said, "Aren't you on doing mornings down the block?" He said, "How'd you like to work here?" I said, "Okay." And, But I wasn't ready. I was in my early 20s. I just wasn't ready for WSB. I would be, I think, today, but not back then. But I was there a couple of years, and they wanted to sell the company, and they wanted me to go with the FM, not the AM, because they were breaking up Cox Communications. They were, the FCC said you got to break them up. Turns out I left to go to Milwaukee to 104.1037 WEZW, but they never broke up Cox Communications. They were going to. And so I left. And I wasn't a Southerner anyway. I mean, when I said y'all, it didn't come out right. I was never a Southerner. So I was there for 10 years, met one of my favorite friends of all time, Bill Moose, who just passed away a few weeks ago, and spoke at his funeral. And he was really good to me. And then I left, went to WOKY for a short time, and wound up at WRJN. But anyway, so here I am. But I also voice track stations across the country in Nebraska and Oklahoma.
Sure.
16 years in Oklahoma.
Wow.
And WLKG in Lake Geneva for a while.
Yes. Yes.
And there was another station. The current one I do in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And there was one other station they asked me to do in, I forgot where it is now. It's at Mount Rushmore, but it's licensed to Belle Fourche, which is the Black Hills of South Dakota. So, yeah, I've been around.
What year did you start at WRJN?
1991.
Okay.
Were you doing some calculations on a calculator? Yeah, I was here for 24 years and then left and came back recently with Civic Media. So
sure.
And, you know, you go in the building, it's like, you know, a ghost town after a while because it's, you know, you're looking at the ghost when you were here for 24 years.
You have a lot of memories there. Absolutely.
And a lot of people are no longer here. And one of our engineers who you know personally, Terry Bond.
Yes.
Was an excellent friend. And I know you're not going to believe this, but Terry Bond, who was an engineer, he owned his own engineering company. And he gave a lot of seminars. He's in your Hall of Fame, Terry Bond.
Oh, Terry's. And the best of the best.
Now,
he was amazing.
Always wearing a shirt and tie and jacket.
Actually,
I went with him to Great America. My daughter and I and Terry went to Great America.
And did he wear the jacket and the tie?
No, he didn't wear that, but he was still wearing a sports shirt. And you know, Terry Bond's a very business type guy. But I said, "I'm going to Great America. You want to come?" He said, "Sure."
Oh.
We went all the roller coasters together, and I always had a good time with Terry. And he passed away this past year as well. And so we lost Gene Butterfield, another one of our engineers here. We lost a couple of announcers. Our old general manager, Ed Duty, passed away. So, you know, you got to. So here's what we're doing here. And I'll tell you in this last minute and so before we take the break. Okay. We are doing something, and I put this together because I realized we're losing people. And I realized when Ralph Schoenleben passed away, there's no record of his voice ever on the station. They threw out all the CDs with his previous owners, threw out his CDs. So we don't have a record of him anywhere. And I said, I'm going to create a record. So I started something this year in January, and we just did our first one. Our second one's coming up. It's called WRJN Historical Marker, number one, number two, number three. And I'm interviewing everybody who's still alive, starting with the oldest who is still alive. And we're interviewing them on the air for an hour. And we're creating a record. And the Racine Public Library will archive them in their permanent archives. So 50, 60 years from now, when somebody wants to hear what WRJN was like, they'll be able to go to the archives at the Racine Public Library and hear interviews with the people who used to work here. And at that point, they'll be long gone. But
the interview will live on. The voice. The voice will live on.
And we'll hear what life was like at WRJN during their years. I did Tony Gazzana was the first one I did. You know,
oh, my gosh. Tony Gazzana. Yes.
Yeah. I'm starting with the oldest. And coming up in next week, we'll do Kurt Vollman. The Carcos I've talked to, but we're going to have them on the air. I'm trying to get some of the oldest people who I who are here. And so we'll have a permanent
archive. Oh, I love that, Don. I love that.
And a lot of stations should do it because a lot of people, you don't have their voices. And I got the idea from Bill Moose, who passed away 20 years at WEZW, and there's no record of his voice on that radio station. No record. Hold on a second. Michelle Vetterkind is here. She is the CEO and president of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. 749 at WRJN. Hometown Radio. Refreshed.
News.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Looking for lab-grown diamonds? Robert Hack Diamonds sells them at crazy prices. How about 2-carat total weight diamond studs for $999? Robert Hack Diamonds can get any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. Don't buy until you call Robert Hack Diamonds. $999 for a pair of 2-carat diamond studs? Wow. Robert Hack Diamonds in both Greenfield and Brookfield.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Leslie Gore, love all her music. She passed away about 3 years ago, I think. Her brother won an Academy Award. Her brother is Michael Gore. He won for the theme from Terms of Endearment. Yeah, a lot of music in that family. I love Leslie Gore. I loved her music and everything. She was in a couple of movies, like Ski Party and doing all those type movies, singing her hit songs.
When you were playing that, I was actually behind the scenes here singing along with that. So,
Yeah.
A good way to start a Monday morning.
Doc. Yeah. It's 7:51. Michelle Betterkind is here from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. She is the president and CEO, been there many, many years, one of the best associations. Now, we have the awards ceremony coming up, right? When is all that coming up?
Yes, we do. It is, it's the first Saturday in May, and actually this year it is on May 4th. So, interestingly enough, we always have a theme. Last year it was an evening in Paris. It's been the Great Gatsby. It's been the Kentucky Derby. And because it's May 4th this year, we have some who want Star Wars, May the 4th be with you. But we like to get a little more dressed up than that. So, but May 4th.
How do you get more
dressed? And we do. We actually have the largest awards program in the country for any of the state broadcasters associations. We receive, I think last year, about a little over 1,500 entries. I think we've been as high as 1,800 entries, but a very robust competition, certainly. And the majority of the stations in the state take part in that, and it's a terrific evening full of friendly competition.
You know, when it comes to Star Wars, there's a group here in Racine, and they dress up in these Star Wars outfits, but it's like they look like the characters actually from Star Wars, and they're in all the parades, the 4th of July parade, the Christmas parade, because nothing says the birth of Jesus more than Star Wars, so they get dressed up. I'm telling you, if you had the Star Wars thing, you can get these crazies dressed up in Star Wars outfits. It probably wouldn't be as bad as you think.
Well, if we ever do go down that route, because once in a while the gala will fall on May 4th, depending on how that falls, the first Saturday in May, but I will remember that.
I don't know if you ever heard the story. Tony Gazzana got us nominated for a Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Yes.
And it was an honor. I mean, not too many people, not 11,000 radio stations, we got honored with a nominee for the Crystal Award.
That's a big deal, yes.
So we had the plaque in our lobby, and he went to wherever it was in Dallas, I think the NAB convention was.
Oh, sure, the radio show, yes.
Yeah, and he went down there in case we got one. He was going to accept it. So They're reading off the nominees, and he's clapping, talking to the person he's with. And he's going like, oh, it's just great to be nominated. Just wonderful to be nominated. Another nominee's mentioned. Oh, the nomination process. This is just amazing. Then they mentioned WRJN. Oh, yeah, it's just a miracle that we're nominated. They announced the winner. It's not us. And he sits down. He says, I'm a very bitter man. He thought for sure we were going to win. But I don't know where the plaque is.
He had faith in his station, absolutely. But no, to Tony's credit, certainly, to be nominated for Chris Saletza. That's a big deal.
I don't know. The plaque was on the wall when I left here back in 2014. It's not on the wall anymore. So I don't know where it went. There's a lot of things that were on the wall that aren't here anymore. But, now where do you play in with the National Association of Broadcasters? Do you do anything with them?
We work very closely with the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, but we also have NASBA, the National Alliance of State Broadcasters Associations. So that would be, for instance, NASBA is made up of the 50 of us, like the 50 WBAs, if you will. So my colleagues that I have, there's one of me in all of the states. So yeah, they're only, you know, really 50 of us. But NASBA, we work very closely with the National Association of Broadcasters as well.
I remember with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, I was asked to do all their, you know, their nominees coming in and to pick out who's the winner, who gets the winner.
The awards judging, yes.
I was asked to Kansas for a couple of years. I remember one year, and these were them where they're all on cassette.
I remember, Don, when we're packing all that up to
they were all on cassette.
To send out to have it judged, yes.
And I had to do the sports broadcasters and the play-by-play. And normally, if you do the commercials, they're 30 or 60 seconds. You can listen to a whole bunch of them, and you're done. I sat through listening to half-hour broadcasts, and I was laying on my couch, and I didn't want to just pick one. I wanted to really do a good job, because it's important to get in the war. And I remember I was getting, my heart was palpitating, because I said, I can't listen anymore. There was a box of them, and I was listening to a half hour at a time of these play-by-plays, which didn't mean anything. They were high school broadcasts in Kansas, and I'm listening to these things. I say, I can't listen anymore. It's got to stop. And I remember for multiple days just listening to these broadcasts, and I picked winners, and then I wasn't sure, and I went back and re-listened to some of them again. But when I picked a winner, I listened to every single one of them, the entire cassette, and I was getting I can't listen anymore. I can't do this.
But you know what? You did it. You did it, and that's your integrity right there. And that's of course that's the quality of an ideal judge, certainly.
When I did
listening to all of them and you know making it fair, giving everyone their due time.
When I did the commercials, that was easier, and I got
a lot easier.
And I stole
the commercials and the PSAs whenever we were split judges. That's what everybody wanted, the commercials and the PSAs, because they're short. And you know, you talk about like a documentary or
yeah,
I can get long.
And the best part about the commercial, I got some ideas and I stole their ideas and I used them at the radio station.
That's why people want to judge the awards, because we still do that. We trade off, if you will, with a variety of other states, certainly. You can get some great ideas from judging those awards, definitely.
Well, and
plus you're providing a great service.
A quick review for young people that want to get into broadcasting.
It's
coming up when now? At Lambeau. It's coming up when?
Yeah, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Student Forum at Lambeau Field. It's going to be Saturday, February 24th. Come join us. You can find the information on our website, www.wi-broadcasters.org.
And when you take a break, Jordan Love may pull his truck in and... You never know.
You never know what you're going to see at Lambeau. We've learned that.
One of my favorite people in broadcasting, Michelle Vetterkind, CEO, President of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Hold on the line a second, Michelle. Don't hang up, okay?
All right. Hold Thanks,
on.
Don.
All right, hold on. I'm Don Rosen. Don't worry and don't panic about the weather. Cloudy today with a high near 36. 1 to 2 inches of snow or rain possible tonight. Lows around 34. Little to no accumulation for tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early, right here at Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed, WRJN.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic.